So some words reflected in both this morning's readings. They shall call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Society can still be very harsh on single mothers and their children. When I had my first baby in the early 1970s, there was a young girl of 16 in the same maternity ward. Her baby had been born a few days earlier, but she was unmarried, and the parents, her parents, had arranged for it to be adopted. The girl could not see her baby, or hold it, or feed it. To prevent any bond developing between them, the nurses cared for it out of her sight. And in those days, a new mother had to stay in the maternity ward for over a week. Think of the cruelty to that girl. Stuck in a ward where all the other patients were happily cuddling their babies, getting to know them, while husbands, parents and friends arrived every visiting time with smiles and laughter and gifts for the new arrivals. Yet this was customary within our own lifetimes. It was simply assumed that no girl could bring up a baby properly without a husband and income, and that adoption must be in the child's best interest. A single mother was stigmatized, and if she did try to keep her baby and cope, life would be ghastly, emotionally, financially, and in terms of the moral reaction she would face from others. Mary, the mother of Jesus, would have faced similar stigma. Imagine Joseph's distress of learning that this apparently pure, loving young woman he was engaged to marry was carrying a child, which was certainly not his. He could have made her a public example, shaming her before the whole community. But he still cares too much for her to put her through that, and intends to break the engagement quietly. Until the angel reassures him in terms which are even more mind-blowing. Joseph, son of David, do not fear. This child is from the Holy Spirit. This is the child who will save the people from their sins. Joseph immediately accepts his task. He stands by Mary and the child and protects them from harm for the rest of his life. And his acceptance changed the course of history. Joseph, son of David, do not fear. How much did it matter that Joseph was descended from David? Matthew's gospel opens with the genealogy of Jesus Christ, tracing the generations from Abraham and through David down to Joseph himself. Despite all the setbacks which faced the people of Israel, despite their rejection of God's ways, prophets from Nathan to Isaiah to Micah to Zechariah had foretold that a descendant of David would come to save them and bring in God's kingdom of righteousness, the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Christ. And this, despite the fallibility of so many of those ancestors. Matthew's genealogy includes good personalities like Boaz and Jesse, faithful kings like Hezekiah and Josiah, and weak kings like Ahaz himself, of whom we heard this morning, the king to whom Isaiah announces that the virgin will conceive Emmanuel, even as Ahaz faces poverty, conflict and conquest of his country. Then there are mixed personalities like Solomon, who is so wise and yet turned away from God in his later years, and even David himself, whose reign began with such promise, yet who committed adultery with Bathsheba, Uzziah's wife. Yet from that flawed relationship flowed the line of descent which led to Joseph and to Jesus Christ, his adopted son and son of God, who came to save us from our sins. It's a sobering thought that David's sin was a stepping stone to the birth of a perfect Messiah. Let that reassure us that we all have our part to play in God's plan. Let it reassure us again that God can take our failings, our inadequacy, and yet turn them to good. Let it reassure us that although we don't know what will happen to succeeding generations, whether the offspring of our own children or of those we have nurtured, encouraged and supported, God does and can work all things for good, however dark the present times may seem. And may Jesus' example this Christmas encourage us to persevere, to live in love and truth, and to embrace the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.